2SER 107.3 this time on a Thursday. We tend to talk cinema, give you an idea of some of the films that are worth spending your money on. I've got Mr. Michael Jones in studio. Good morning.
Morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Well, there's quite a few films to talk about today. Well, first of all, Kong Skull Island, what you would have got if Francis Ford Coppola had added a giant ape into Apocalypse Now. And that's all I'll say, because Kevin will be talking more about that tomorrow. A Few Less Men is another film coming out today. That's an Australian film. It's the sequel to the dreadful 2011 film A Few Best Men. Really, the less said about this alleged comedy, the better. I'm sure Deborah Mailman had more lines in this film, but at one point, she just seems to walk out of her scene in disgust and we never see her again. The same happens with Jeremy Sims also. I don't know what happens there. Look, if you go along to a screening of this film, there will be quite a few less viewers in the cinema by the time it finishes. A Few Less Men will not feature in David Stratton's next film. Which brings me on to David Stratton's cinematic life.
Wow.
Apparently, we almost spoke with David Stratton this morning.
Yes, almost.
But fear not, we will be speaking with David Stratton during The Daily Adrian. David Stratton, A Cinematic Life, directed by documentarian Sally Aitken, features, of course, David Stratton. It focuses on Australian films which have had the greatest impact on David Stratton's life, from The Overlanders, which he saw as a seven-year-old in 1946 and which ultimately inspired his journey to Australia in 1963, to Ted Kotcheff's Wake in France in 1971, where David likens himself to the main character in that film, the culture clash between him and Australians. Moving on to the new wave films of the late 70s and early 80s, like Picnic at Hanging Rock and Breaker Morant, and My Brilliant Career, right through to the late 80s, 90s, and to the present day. Look, in this film, we also see a more personal side of David Stratton. We see a man with a very strained relationship with his father, but we also see a very humble man with a driving desire to make both of his parents proud of him, despite the fact that he's the black sheep of the family and didn't go into retail business like Dad had really wanted. Look, if you love Australian films, this will be a nostalgic trip down memory lane, reminding you why certain ones are so great and of a few gems that you most likely missed due to poor publicity, I guess, of these films. A lot of these films just snuck out. And it's also like a reflection of Australian society and how we saw ourselves since 1963, since David Stratton's arrival. There's also a lot of Australian film industry luminaries telling us why David Stratton is so great. And I actually believe them. This man has watched over 25,000 films in his lifetime, not counting rewatches.
Wow.
And he's reviewed probably most of them. Look, this film, for the David Stratton connoisseur and Australian film connoisseur, perhaps might get a little frustrating towards the end, as some of the later films, perhaps after 2000, only seem to get brief mentions. And we don't find as much about David Stratton's interpersonal relationships here in Australia as perhaps maybe we could have. We know a lot about it in his family relationships, but not so much anybody else that he might have met here. But this is still a great taster for the three-part TV series, which is soon to come on ABC TV. It's still a very satisfying viewer experience. Four stars. I'll move on to The Salesman now. This is an Iranian film.
Okay.
It won the Oscar for Best Foreign Language Film.
Yes, it did.
Yes. It's written and directed by Asghar Farhadi, who was also responsible for A Separation. No, I didn't see it.
That also won the Oscar for
Best Foreign Film. And many of Asghar Farhadi's regular players are also in this film that featured in The Separation. But this film stars Shahab Hosseini and Taraneh Aliduzzi. Rana, played by Aliduzzi, and Imad, played by Hosseini, are a couple who perform with a theatre group. The group is about to put on the play Death of a Salesman. Rana and Imad, they're a very close, loving couple, until one night Rana gets attacked in their home. Now, Rana just wants to put the incident behind her, in spite of suffering a lot of post-traumatic stress, as you would, and expects a lot of support from her husband. Imad, on the other hand, doesn't want to put the incident behind them. He's obsessed with revenge and finding the perpetrator who did the crime, but he doesn't really know how to act around his wife, who says she wants to move on, but is also suffering a great deal of post-traumatic stress. And as a result, the relationship slowly starts to disintegrate. Now, The Salesman, it's also part whodunit, because Rana obviously can't remember who the perpetrator was, but he did leave his car keys. So we might just catch up with him towards the end of the film. This is really an excellent drama that delves deeply into interpersonal relationships and themes of obsession, mistrust, jealousy, and of course revenge, and how they can drive a wedge so deep between a once loving couple but that there's really no going back. The Salesman, it's 2 hours of really intense viewing, but I was sold.
Oscar worthy in that case.
Very much so.
Very much so. Mr. Michael Jones, thank you very much. More cinema from you this time next week.
Pleasure.